Today is an exciting day for rugby league, an historic day for rugby league. Early this morning, the commission approved the expansion to 17 teams in the NRL Telstra Premiership and the addition of the Dolphins as the 17th club in the NRL franchises. So working with the QRL, working with the Broncos, the Titans, the Cowboys, and now, of course, the Dolphins, the NRL can get in and behind a strategy that's holistic, that covers all corners of the state, that thinks about the growth of the game from the bottom all the way up to the top. I want to acknowledge the Dolphins. They've been outstanding to deal with. They provided the best overall submission to the Bid Assessment Committee and ultimately to the Commission. And they have shown a real appetite to invest in the growth of the game. And part of the conditions of awarding the license to the Dolphins includes them spending and investing $2 million a year into participation and pathways, both in terms of the men's and the women's game, Indigenous pathways, and making sure that we continue to grow the game in the important Northern Corridor.
There you go, Andrew Abdo, the CEO of the National Rugby League, talking about the 17th team, the Dolphins. No mention of Redcliffe, so it is the Dolphins at this stage. And I suppose when it comes to a name, and people are saying, should it be the Brisbane Dolphins? Should it be the South Queensland Dolphins? Should it be the North Brisbane Dolphins? Those sorts of things. Well, the Warriors are the Warriors. Mm. They're not the New Zealand Warriors, the Auckland Warriors. They're just the Warriors, aren't they?
Yep, that's right. It sounded like he was pretty keen on that Northern Corridor with the extra $2 million that they're going to throw in. So what's that, Sunny Coast up to Mackay?
Yes.
And would be?
I do note Redcliffe has about 10,000 population, so it makes sense for it to be North Brisbane or whatever it is, just Dolphins.
Will they play at Suncorp?
Yes.
Because their ground wouldn't meet the criteria. No. Going back, obviously with COVID, that all went out the window.
Yes.
But going back, when to get a license, you had to have a certain criteria, and their ground, I'd imagine, wouldn't. So they would play, there'll be two games every week. Sorry, there'll be game every week.
Alternate. It would be nice to see a couple of games a year there at Redcliffe, I think, wouldn't it?
It would sort of contradict what they're saying in terms of not branding them Redcliffe by playing the games at Redcliffe. Yeah. Like, they need to put them in Brisbane where the infrastructure is to get as many people in the Suncorp as possible to watch the games.
So what will happen next year? 2023 we're talking about. The Telstra Premiership will expand to 26-round competition. We'll go back to two buys. Now, that'll make 24 games. So in essence, you'll play the 16 other teams, being 17 teams, you'll play the 16 other teams once and you'll play half the competition twice. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. A little bit more equality, I think, with that. So the total number of regular season games will increase from 192 to 204. The big question is, Brian, who misses out a magic round? Is it the team who got the spoon the year before? Is it the team who's got the fewest amount of memberships? How do you land on the team? Is it a rotating thing where who misses out on magic round?
Good point.
Mm.
I'll have to work that out. I can tell you it definitely won't be the Dolphins or the Broncos.
No, it won't be those two.
Now, tell me this. Riddle me this, Joker.
Yes.
Can they start talking to – can they only start talking to players on November 1?
That's right.
That is right. But that gives – so they've only got – that can't be.
No, they're on the same terms as everyone else.
But so they don't get it earlier –
No, I think that was part of the terms too.
Okay.
That the current clubs were very, very keen that there was no benefit going towards the Dolphins. There's some pictures coming through on the television now. There'd be some good celebrations in Redcliffe today, wouldn't there?
Oh, yeah.
You've been working your butt off to get this bit over the line. All of a sudden it lands.
They've got some assets. Peter was speaking to Peter Bedell yesterday. They've got $20 million in folding just sitting in the bank.
Yep.
And $70 million in assets.
Yes.
You've got to have that behind if the players to get paid. But
it feels like it's going to work, doesn't it?
It does. I think it's because they've got that power behind it. And now the Wayne Bennett announcement, that is massive.
So Wayne Bennett has agreed to terms for 3 years. There you go, from $1 million, if you don't mind. Oh, sorry, hang on. That was Timmy Sheens for $1 million for 3 years. Wasn't going back to the Tigers. Wayne Bennett has agreed to terms for the Dolphins, which would be a lot more than $1 million. Over 3 years, I would have thought.
Oh, so sorry. 3 years for Dolphins, for Wayne.
Yeah, that's the terms. Too smart.